One of the world's largest forests, the Brazilian Amazon, could be worth a lot of extra money under a proposed deal that pays forest landowners to preserve trees. Beto Borges, with the conservation group Forest Trends, says indigenous peoples living in the Amazon basin would make effective use of the funding that forest credits could generate.
It brings resources in the hands of those that have been the stewards of this land for generations.
The indigenous tribes of the Amazon basin have been protecting that land for free. But now, Borges says, they face loggers, farmers, and ranchers who seek to make money from cutting the forests down.
The amount of pressure from economic fronts, it is just enormous. Without some form of market incentive, we believe it will be very hard for them to keep conserving this forest.
Carbon credits from a climate deal could provide that incentive. But Borges says that as preserving the forests becomes more valuable, conflicts could arise over who owns the right to the carbon credits. Forest Trends sought to prevent those conflicts by commissioning an international law firm to look into the rights of one tribe, the Surui. The legal opinion, released at the climate talks in Copenhagen, says indigenous peoples have the rights to the carbon credits under Brazil's constitution.
The constitution clearly says that indigenous peoples have exclusive, and that's the word, exclusive rights to the economic benefits coming from the natural resources, especially forests within their territories.
And those territories are substantial. The Constitution set aside up to one-eighth of the country for indigenous peoples. The opinion is not legally binding. Borges says there could be opposition from those who say granting so much territory to indigenous peoples is inhibiting the country's development. What Brazilians finally decide is the most economically and environmentally sensible use of the Amazon forest will have a lot to do with agreements that emerge from the climate negotiations in Copenhagen. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.